Jnanindranandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Ayam Dadati Swapadantikam. So I've been asked to say a few words about book distribution. Of course, we're not distributing ordinary books, that these books are windows into the spiritual world. That as there is no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna's form and his quality in his pastimes, so there is no difference between hearing about Krishna and actually associating with Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's books, because they are simply about Krishna, Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, they're actually as good as the deity. Now, of course, most people don't realize that the books are as good as the deity. They don't even realize or understand what the deity is. Therefore, the devotees, they have to at least understand these things. Otherwise, why are we distributing these books? One time, Tripurari Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada that if we distribute these books, then will we develop love of God? Prabhupada's reply was, because you love Krishna, therefore you're distributing these books. In other words, we have to understand what the books are. We have to understand who Krishna is. And then the more we understand who Krishna is and what these books are, then the more we'll understand the value of distributing them. Of course, Krishna's service is so nice that if one makes some effort in his service, then Krishna reciprocates. And because his mission is specifically to distribute transcendental knowledge, he himself is coming millennium after millennium in order to kill the atheists, protect the devotees, and to reestablish religious principles. So in this age where Krishna is not coming to kill anyone except for the demoniac qualities, the demoniac consciousness, and he's coming to protect his devotees by maintaining their Krishna consciousness and to reestablish religious principles, which is Krishna consciousness. So these books would be a very embodiment of Krishna's mission. So of course, if the books are on our shelves, the value is not very much to us or to anyone else. But if someone gets a book, and Prabhupada says that it's possible that just in that exchange with the devotee, they become interested in reading the book. We should understand that it is not that we simply want to somehow or another give people a book, which is nice, but we also want to make the exchange in such a way as that there will be more of a possibility that the person will read the book. Of course, in 2 minutes or 30 seconds, depending how long you distribute the book for, that the exchange may not be so significant in the person's consciousness, in the sense that they may not develop an immediate intense desire to find out what's in the book, depending on what we're saying and who we've come in contact with. But generally people are looking for three things. Utsaha nischaya dharyat. Everyone wants peace, which is translated as patience. And not only we want peace, but we want to know how to obtain enthusiasm. Without peace, there's no question of enthusiasm. But just peace itself is not sufficient. It doesn't actually satisfy people. Therefore, we actually all want to know, if we become peaceful, then there's some possibility of understanding how to become enthusiastic. If my mind is always disturbed, then of course I can't hear very well. And if I can't hear it very well, there's no possibility of learning how to become enthusiastic. At least not all the time. Therefore, we're trying to show people how to become peaceful, how to understand things properly, and ultimately how to develop love for Krishna or develop our pure enthusiasm. That's what these books explain. And of course, if we go out there and we distribute books in that mood, then people will naturally become more attracted to them. at least those who take the book, they'll certainly appreciate it. So why is it that the devotees sometimes are not so peaceful or knowledgeable or enthusiastic? Well, obviously that's due to our past activities, that we weren't born peaceful, knowledgeable, enthusiastic. These are things that we have to develop. So the whole process of devotional service is the process of developing those qualities, or trying to manifest those qualities again. So the whole process, as we've heard many times, is simply based upon hearing. The fact is that we're not able to perfectly hear, because if we could perfectly hear, we'd be in the spiritual world. One who could hear perfectly is automatically in the spiritual world. So does that mean because we can't hear perfectly, we shouldn't try to hear? No, the whole idea is we want to hear. Even if we can't hear perfectly, we should try to hear something. And then how to understand what we've heard, then we have to put it into practice. So, basically, Krishna says that become a little submissive, then become inquisitive, and then try to follow what you've heard. And when you've learned the truth, you'll know that everything is under Krishna's control. All living entities are Krishna's eternal servants, and that everything is under Krishna's control, the whole universe. So what could be a better way of realizing that? Because generally we doubt whether there is a Krishna. Even if we believe in Krishna, still we haven't realized him completely. Therefore, our aim is that we want to realize Krishna as much as possible. So to realize Krishna means to become aware that Krishna, this is all Krishna's energy, and that everyone is actually Krishna's servant. So generally, when we reciprocate with people, we reciprocate with them because we see them as something other than Krishna's servants. When we see them as bodies or whatever else we see them as, or minds sometimes, or intelligences. So we see people other than a soul. And even if we see the soul, we don't always see the super soul along with the soul. So this book distribution is the very desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the disciple succession, to distribute transcendental knowledge. And who receives the most knowledge? Generally, the person who's distributing the book can receive the most knowledge if we're doing it in the consciousness that everything here belongs to Krishna. Everything includes all the living entities, that everyone is Krishna's servant. And that we should do in such a way as to please Krishna. That is, the more we act as if Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna, and the more we act as if we are actually, our only duty is to please Krishna, and what will please Krishna is somehow or another attract people to these books. Attract people to Krishna. And then we actually become everyone's friend. Then we're actually doing something which is beneficial for others. People may not realize it, that what we're doing is beneficial for them. They may, because they have their own conception. But the important thing is, what is our conception? If we develop the proper conception, of course, book distribution is so nice. If we don't interfere with it, then it goes along very nicely. The problem is that we have our material conceptions, and therefore, instead of simply letting Krishna's mercy come through us, we have so many conceptions that block it. So book distribution is the opportunity to get rid of a lot of those conceptions, because as long as we have those conceptions, nothing seems to go right on book distribution. Distributing in the less material conceptions we have, and the more spiritual conceptions we have when we're distributing books, especially relying upon Krishna, then the result is that Krishna, within the hearts of all of other persons, tell them to come and take a book from us. And the more people take books from us, then generally the more we become enlivened in Krishna consciousness. The more we can see how everyone actually is belonging to Krishna. The only problem comes when we start thinking that we're the doer, that we're doing this whole thing. It's by our energy and potency that it's all going on. And then Krishna generally withdraws his Shakti, and we're back again in the material conception of life. So sometimes the devotees wonder whether we're not doing the same thing again and again, you know, same old lines and, you know, same old place and same old people. So this is, again, simply a material conception. What's new, and always new, and ever fresh, is Krishna. Even if we can't see Krishna directly, you know, or remember Krishna in his form, his qualities, pastimes, and experience those things, but Krishna's service is also non-different from Krishna. The only thing one has to do is not become bewildered by our minds, which will tell us so many different things about so many different people, about so many different situations. All we do is have to keep ourselves fixed in the consciousness that actually everything here is Krishna's. And everything here is meant for Krishna's service. And this body which I have, and this mind I have, my intelligence, is also meant for Krishna's service. And I'm also meant for Krishna's service. So now I'm doing something which is assured by all by Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, that this is a bona fide service to Krishna, and all I do is have to do it and try the best I can to become Krishna conscious while I'm doing it. We're not simply book salesmen, we're actually devotees. So we're actually trying to utilize this service so we can become more and more conscious of Krishna. And if we become conscious of Krishna, then the service becomes very nice. And if we refuse to become conscious of Krishna, that if we want to maintain some other idea of why we're doing it, gross or subtle, then it always becomes a struggle. Krishna will make it more and more of a struggle until we finally surrender to him. And then he makes it very nice. In other words, associating with Krishna is very nice. Doing his service without any material desires or mental speculation is very nice. And anything based on mental speculation, including book distribution or fruitive results, is always very painful. So the problem is not with the service, it's the fact that we're being faced with our anarthas and we refuse to give them up. That's what's painful. Then, if we suddenly decide to do some other service, then what happens is generally we're not faced with our anarthas anymore. And we think, oh, this is very nice. Now I'm nice and peaceful, no more problems. But we're completely bewildered by the material energy with practically no opportunity to get free from our material desires. They've simply been swept underneath the rug again. So as long as we don't see them, we think they've disappeared. Therefore, Prabhupada especially recommended book distribution and preaching, because this is an opportunity for always getting feedback, becoming intensely aware of where our consciousness is and where it should be. Well, in other services sometimes it's not like that. We can be completely in Maya and everyone can smile at us and tell us how good we're doing. But in book distribution, everyone will tell you exactly what they actually think about you. So it's a test at every moment, and it's an opportunity to become purified at every moment, not to waste time. So if our interest is actually to go back to Godhead as quickly as possible, to develop patience. Because if we're always looking at our watch and book distribution, then the time seems to go slower and slower all the time. The more one looks at the watch, the slower time seems to go. And the worse everything seems to be coming. And so one has to develop patience. One has to recognize that this is another opportunity to become Krishna conscious, and I just have to accept what the circumstances are, that I'm a servant of my circumstances. And then I have to become to the platform of knowledge. If we want to make book distribution or any other service pleasurable, then we have to understand, we have to develop a spiritual vision. We have to try to remember who we are and what we're doing there. And try to get rid of our other conceptions of life. Who we think we are and why we think we're there. We actually have to cover our consciousness with knowledge. And even if it seems strange at first, you know, why am I trying to see things in Krishna consciousness? Then after a while it makes sense. Krishna will reciprocate. And if we work in knowledge, the result is we'll actually realize knowledge. If we work in some other consciousness, we may realize that, but it won't be knowledge. It won't be consciousness of Krishna. And when we see that we're actually making progress and becoming conscious of Krishna, then we'll become more and more enthusiastic about that particular service. If we see it actually works, it actually is helping me for my goal, then of course we'll actually become more and more enthusiastic. But if we don't develop patience, tolerance, detachment, which is all based on patience, tolerance, and detachment, we don't develop discrimination with the sort of knowledge, yes, knowledge and discrimination. So we need detachment, we need patience, we need tolerance, detachment, patience, and then we can we need, along with that, knowledge and discrimination. Not that I think everyone is Krishna's servant, and therefore the person says no, and I say, no, you got to take. No, no, yes, no. yes. We also have to develop some discrimination. So we want patience, tolerance, and detachment, but we also want knowledge, and along with discrimination. And then our enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness will grow more and more. That we'll actually become more and more conscious of Krishna, and our enthusiasm will grow, and we'll actually see how this book distribution is actually rapidly bringing me back to the spiritual consciousness again. And if we think it's too much of a burden, I can't tolerate it, it's not so good for, then we have to study Prabhupada's books more. We have to try and understand things properly. Try and understand actually what our mission is, what our goal in life is, and then see, you know, whether it actually fits into my plans going back to the material world or staying here in the material world and trying to find a comfortable place to, warm, comfortable place to rest in until I get my next body. So that we have to figure out, we have to meditate on. Then we can actually see whether I'm actually becoming more conscious of Krishna or more conscious of my material desires, and finally the one comes up that I got to surrender to. I just can't put that one aside. And then we'll stop for a while, and then Maya will kick us, and we'll think, well, maybe that's not the one I wanted. Go back and try another one. In any case, if we read Prabhupada's books regularly, we understand things properly in relation to those books, and we make an effort in that regard, then Krishna will help us, and we'll understand that progressively we can actually make more and more progress, and even especially through this book distribution and this preaching, we can actually go back to the spiritual consciousness again, even in this lifetime. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
How do we discriminate properly when a person is criticizing us for presenting Krishna consciousness and then accuses us from being fanatics or being this or being that?
Seriously?
No, but how do we discriminate between if a person is in that situation a representative of Krishna, and if the super soul speaks to you through that person, or if it's just
they take some knowledge. Haridas Thakura was arrested by the Qazi and was taken to be judged. So he understood that this person simply, you know, the illusory energy speaking through him. He didn't think, oh, Krishna has arranged that whatever he says must be the truth. So, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If someone is speaking according to Guru and Sadhu and Shastra, we accept what they say. If someone is speaking from their imagination, we don't. Now, you know, if someone says, my dear sir, you know, you're harassing me, and we think, no, that's not in Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. No, we have to use our common sense, too. Yeah. Sometimes people may accuse us because we're not acting properly. Maybe we're not acting properly. But if someone just walks up and says, you're all fanatic, you are all fanatics distributing this, you know, this book from the devil, and we think, oh, this must be Krishna coming to me. Maybe this book, you know, is from the devil, and we shouldn't be so foolish. Yeah. So we just have to have a little common sense. We have to see things through the eyes of knowledge. But not especially in book distribution, we can't take everyone so seriously. I mean, some people just, rarely, most people are quite innocent. Most people are trying to avoid us, but the Speed of Art are trying to avoid them. But once in a while, Krishna will send someone just to enliven us. And they'll, challenge us in so many different ways. And usually the best thing to do is we have to use our intelligence, and Krishna will say, just try and get rid of that person as quickly as possible. That's usually what you have to do, is just try and get rid of them, rather than getting involved with them. It's like a tar baby. If you put, a tar, put your hand in the tar baby and try and get out with the other one, you just get more and more stuff. So we should avoid the tar babies, I'm saying every time. Our mission is to distribute books and to avoid the people who are antagonists and paksha. Anything else? Yes.
What's important?
You'll have to talk loudly, so
everyone. What's the important thing? How we can keep the consciousness that we have served is consciousness.
Well, we have to hear regularly.
Yeah.
If we don't hear, we forget.
Yeah,
we're always forgetting. If we don't hear regularly, then we forget even quicker. So it's a question of practicing hearing. And then, of course, we chant. Along with the chanting comes hearing also. So we have to, if we're doing some service like book distribution, we have to at least remember what we're doing. Everything here belongs to Krishna. Everything is under Krishna's control. Everyone here is Krishna's servant. I'm trying to give people some knowledge to these books so they can read about it and take up the process of devotional service. That if they give some donation, itself is devotional service. So we have to see things in Krishna consciousness. Then we'll remember who we are. But if we start seeing suddenly, just a bunch of buildings and stores around, and everyone rushing back and forth, and all the young couples seem like they're in bliss, and I'm suffering out here because no one takes a book. And, what time is lunch anyhow, and how many more minutes before lunch? And then everything becomes mundane. So So then we have to try and see things in Krishna consciousness. We have to try and preach to ourselves. Remember that, actually everything here does belong to Krishna. I'm actually Krishna's servant. I'm not actually going to enjoy the results. Everyone here is Krishna's servant. I'm just trying to do some service for Krishna and give them some information because this is for their benefit. Then we'll relax a little bit. We won't be worried now. Whether my name will be spread throughout the three temples or not, and whether or not I'm going to be happy by this book distribution, or why am I out here? Why they pick me to be out here? Why don't I do some other service which is not so full of anxiety? So our minds will preach to us, and as long as we listen to our minds, then we'll never become Krishna conscious. So therefore we have to, not become distracted by our minds. At least we have to preach, we have to hear the transcendental message that we've heard before and then try and repeat it by our activities at least, and also by our words. So sometimes it appears on book distribution we're not exactly preaching, chant Hare Krishna or whatever. Are you from here or out of town, or take this book and I'm sure you'll appreciate it, whatever you're into, that's what this book is all about. So maybe it doesn't seem so direct, but as long as we keep our consciousness that this person is actually Krishna's servant, then we'll be in Krishna consciousness. Because the fact is, the majority of people, if you tell them exactly what was in the book, they wouldn't understand what you're talking about anyhow. They can only understand what kind of work they're doing, how many kids they have in the family, where they're going, where they came from. That's all they can understand. So we're not going to, in our 30-second presentation, reveal the spiritual world for them. Tell them how many arms they have in the spiritual world. That's 30 seconds. So we have to keep in mind who we are and what we're doing there. Now we could do some other service, but this is obviously, there's a lot of conditioned souls. And all the different services that we're doing here is simply to give conditioned souls an opportunity to become Krishna conscious anyhow. So there's no real difference between one service and another. So that service is the most direct way of, of approaching the conditioned soul and giving them an opportunity to become Krishna conscious. So at least ourselves as conditioned souls, we should see that this service is actually making me less conditioned. That we should see. Then we'll realize that this is such a nice service that is making me less conditioned. It can also help these people become less conditioned. And then we'll keep in mind what we're doing. But if our material mind starts talking to us and we start listening very attentively, very submissively, and everything becomes more and more mundane, then we better hear and chant a little bit more. Understand things properly. Yes?
In this verse, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one who explains about me will rather refuse to make the offering. Could you apply to all devotees with all their services?
Yeah, as long as that service is connected with preaching, as long as we're singing, is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. But not just because I'm chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I'm preaching. Of course, that is preaching in a sense. But if I'm actually, wanting to do some service, then Prabhupada has explained how everyone, from the grihasthas to the sannyasis to the brahmacharis, everyone can do the service for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So that service has to be authorized also. Not that everything I do is divine. Yes.
Maharaj, how do you deal with a person who's a fanatic Christian?
How do you deal with them? You try and deal with them as little as possible. You try and get away from them as quickly as possible. You don't deal with a fanatic Christian. What's that?
How do you act on them?
You say, look over there. And then you just escape. I mean, it's a waste of time dealing with it. Generally, I mean, sometimes I'd sell books to Christians if I wasn't in devotional dress. But otherwise, it was. All you can do is get them angry, that's all. The more logic and reasoning you use, the more they'll become fanatic. Because that's the nature of fanatic people. They become angry when they become presented with logic and reason. So they say, have you been born again? You say, yes, unfortunately. I've been born too many times. Then they'll become angry. So you just generally say, they go, you've been born again? You go, yeah, sure. Have you been washed in the blood? And you go, then you go, have you been saved? Just tell them, have you been saved? And they go, yes. And you go, well, that's good. Thank you very much. I'm glad that you've been saved. It's better just not to say anything that's going to get them angry and just get away from them as quickly as possible.
And just avoid them.
Yeah, sure. It's wasting time. In my 35 years of doing some book distribution, I've never once ever converted a fanatic Christian, nor have I ever tried 25 years after the first 10 trying. Complete waste of time. Anything else? Yes.
Can you give some practical tips when your consciousness is withdrawn from the spiritual vision? And it's
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chant Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
There's a case that sometimes now disciples of Maharaj Maharaj are distributing love with books and they might go on the person
for their own.
What's that? They are distributing disciples of Maharaj Maharaj.
Yeah.
Advertisements for their own whatever temple and programs and all that. So how should the devotees respond to that?
Can't respond. At least if it's during Prabhupada's book.
Because there's some thought that they would stop giving them books.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not making a decision, but I wouldn't worry about it so much. Yes.
Because they will, otherwise they will distribute his books, and if they have some Prabhupada's books, then they can help us to distribute Prabhupada's books.
Well, if they distribute his books, probably no one would understand what they're talking about. It's hard enough to understand Prabhupada's books. Oh, I don't know. Something has to be discussed. I can't. Whatever I said wouldn't be the decision on it anyhow. Something has to be discussed and thought about. I mean, people get, you know, ultimately people get Prabhupada's books and then they hear Narayan Maharaj's philosophy. They'll see that, you know, if they're actually discriminating, they'll see there's the difference. Especially on the topics of, you know, rasa. Who's eligible to hear about Krishna's rasa lila? Who's actually eligible? So Prabhupada says that one has to start from the beginning and then work oneself up. Narayan Maharaj seems to say sometimes that you can start from the top and work your way down or something.
Yeah.
Oh, they say, everyone says that. Everyone's, you know, what do you expect them to say? I mean, devotees who are actually advanced are humble. Because they were, if we were all cooperating, you know, we were all humble, that we wouldn't have any problem. We all saw each other as being part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So they may say so many things, but are you impressed by it?
Well, I also think people will not understand.
No, anyhow, we don't have to worry about it. I mean, hopefully someday the differences can be worked out, so we don't have to worry about these things. It depends upon our expertise in working these things out. But in the meantime, you know, this is Krishna's arrangement. So we can't, you know, get all disturbed about and interfere with our own consciousness and you get anxiety. What do we care? You know, try and see it in a positive way. If you can't stop it, if you don't have a practical method of stopping it, then either forget about it or see it positively. It's Krishna's control. It's, everyone belongs to Krishna. Go to India if you want to see different groups. Everyone has, there's 800 million Indians and there's probably, you know, close to a million groups there. A billion. So we shouldn't worry about that there's different groups. The material world is all comprised of different groups. But we're just trying to understand how to join Krishna's group, that's all. That's what we should. And if we join Krishna's group, then we'll be in the right group. No, we shouldn't worry about other people in the wrong group. Anyhow, they're certainly devotees, so we have to pay them respect at least within the mind. It's not recommended to intimately associate with them, but at least within our mind we should respect them. And if people get Prabhupada's books and they read them and they, you know, join Narayan Maharaj's group, then, you know, what is Narayan Maharaj going to tell them to do? He tells them to chant Hare Krishna and distribute books. That's nice. That's Prabhupada's books. That's what we're telling everyone to do too. So their Prabhupada's books are all about Krishna. We're not really so concerned who's distributing them. But if Narayan Maharaj's group becomes the biggest distributor of Prabhupada's books, what are we going to say? Okay, I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grantaraj, Srila Prabhupada, Kijaya. Grantaraj, all the books. Srila Prabhupada, Kijaya. Or Premana. There you go.